Western Union is proud of its record, a record of service and progress, which, in the needs of today and plans for tomorrow, keeps pace with the tempo of a fast-moving age. Western Union was boots and saddles, the golden spike in the railroad tie, singing wires, and the growing pains of a great nation. But everybody knows that commerce, Western Union, did a job. The telegraph wire tied the cattle markets of Kansas to the tables of the East, hitched the cotton mills of New England to the southern plantations and the New York cutting tables. Other methods of communication were slow and tedious. The telegraph was the only means of rapid communication. It was direct. It was fast. It kept pace with the nation's expanding frontiers.
Yeah.
Above the city, a busy executive receives a telegram by desk fax, a compact telegraph machine that operates by facsimile and brings message transmission right to his desk.
Western Union. Clickety-clack.
Western Union.
Clickety-clack.
I had a fight with my baby. Ooh, how sorry I am. She won't talk to me no how. Gonna send a telegram.
Western Union.
Western Union. Clickety-clack. In the heart of Alabama.
Send my loving baby back to me. She won't open my letters. She won't answer the phone. When I'm ringing her doorbell, she says there ain't nobody home.
Western Union.
Western Union. Clickety-clack. In the heart of Alabama.
Send my loving baby back to me. And no more. She won't let you deliver. Slip it underneath her door.
Western
Union. Western Union.
Destinations with just the push of a button. To better serve America everywhere. To bring distant friends and business customers within arm's reach through the swiftness of the yellow blank. A long way from the old hand-to-hand relay from point to point. Slow and at the mercy of human error.
What is it?
Hey, hello there. It is I, Grover the Messenger, and I have a telegram for you. An important message from someone you know.
Well, where is it? Hand it to me.
Oh, no. I cannot hand it to you, sir. It is not written on a piece of paper. It was, but I read it and learned it, and I remembered it.
Well, okay, then. Tell me the message.
Oh, no. I cannot tell it to you either. I am supposed to sing it to you. It is a singing telegram.
All right, then. Sing it to me.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do remember it. Here we go. Just a little note to say, happy birthday, Uncle Jay. It is from your Aunt Frida.
I don't have an Aunt Frida. My name's not Uncle Jay. It's not my birthday, and that telegram is not for me.
Sir? Sir?
What is it?
Perhaps you are right. That telegram was not for you, but I have remembered lots of telegrams, and I know that one of them is for you.
Oh, very well, then. Let's hear it.
Right. Here goes. I think I remember this one, too. We found your dog, that lovely pup. Please stop by and pick it up from your Aunt Sarah.
I don't have a dog. I don't have an Aunt Sarah. That's not for me, either.
No?
No.
How about next Thursday, cousin Fred will come and pick your water bed. It's from Binky.
I don't have a water bed, and I don't know any Binky.
Twinkle, twinkle, Mr. Star, would you like to buy my car from Ed? How's that?
Do I look like a Mrs. Star to you?
In this light, no. Sir, wait, there's one more. Sir.
No more singing telegram.
But this one's not a singing telegram, sir.
Then what is it?
It is a singing and dancing telegram. What? My foot, sir. Please, I'm only trying to do my job. Sir.
Okay. Give me the singing, dancing telegram.
Yes, sir. Mr. Johnson, ho, ho, ho. I met you once in Buffalo. I found your hat the other day. Come and get it. Right away.
That's it. My name is Johnson. Yes, and I used to live in Buffalo. And I lost a hat, my favorite hat.
Then it is for you. And what good news. Someone living in Buffalo wants to give back your favorite hat. Huh. Are you not glad I remembered the message?
Yes, I sure am. Now, who's it from?
Who's what from?
The message. Who sent the message? Who has my hat?
Oh, it's someone in Buffalo, I believe.
Oh, what's his name?
Well, sir, I remembered all those telegrams, but you cannot expect me to remember everything.
Never mind.
Another satisfied customer. Sir, you all right?
Okay, let's send it.
It's a typical day at Western Union. Behind the counter, the mechanical nerves of the system change words to holes on tape, and the holes on tape to electrical impulses speeding over the wires.
You're my Western Union, baby. You're my telegraphing gal. It's always an emergency and trouble all the while. There's no time to write a letter and too late to catch a train. But you'll be home tomorrow and you'll never leave again. Just send a wire by Western Union. I never see you anyhow. It seems we can't have a reunion. You're my Western Union gal who broke her vow.
Everybody play.
get yourself in trouble, you remember I'm around. But it seems when all your debts are paid, another love you've found. But let his bankroll start to drop, and then you start your fire. And turn the flame right on me by sending me a wire. Just send a wire by Western Union. I never see you anyhow. It seems we can't have a reunion. You're my Western Union gal who broke her vow.
To the Western Union operator, impartially and impersonally sending an almost endless flow of words. And now, over the high-speed transmitter, the message appears before the operator in St. Louis on both printed and perforated tape.
I'd walk one day and I look, little girl sitting way up on the rail. She said, Sam, do you know who you at? She said, man, you on telegraph. I look at them little pretty hippies, the dress so short, tell a lie. I said, whoa, yes. Look at that little girl walk. But I liked it a little better when I heard her. She began to talk. She said, Sam, ain't this a pretty sight to see? I said, yeah. She said, well, just look here. Take a hiff on me. I said, Lord have mercy. Yeah, man, I was up on telegraph. She said, yes, this is a happening. Yes, this is what it happens at. I looked around just to see who could I see. You don't have no idea but old Brian McGee. He says, take a hiff on me. That was up on telegraph. That was the day I looked up high and see the little girl sitting way up on the rail. And I got tickled, I said. Went to turning, I was just as busy as I could be. I looked at that little girl, I said, look here, woman, you're gonna make a weed smoke out of me. She said, that'd be happy, that'd be plenty of fun. So you must ain't got hip to it, and tell me where you come from. I looked at the girl and didn't want to say, but I said, I come from Houston, that's way down on Texas way. She said, you ought to know how to smoke hay. Yes, you ought to know how to smoke hay. You know that's what it raised all of it. You can't keep the dogs away.
It seems to take longer to tell than it takes to do, this passage of a message by Western Union.
If you want to spread the news, there's a lot of ways to use, but the ordinary ways are much too slow. There is just one thing to do, here is my advice to you. Confidentially, it's the fastest way I know. Don't telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and the news will get around. Telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and she'll really go to town.
All my life I didn't think it was wrong to take a drink, till one day my gal found out and I was sunk. Seems a woman spread the word, and the next thing that I heard, they were saying I was in the gutter drunk.
Call a cop!
Telephone!
No, don't.
Telegram!
Never, never.
Tell a woman if you want to advertise.
Don't telephone, don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and she'll build it up with lies. Now my gal and I would spark every evening after dark, and one night I said, please be my honey bee.
Buzz, buzz.
Later on I changed my mind, but it didn't work, I find, 'cause she slapped a breach of promise suit on me.
Don't telephone, don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and she'll tear your heart in two. Don't telephone,
don't telegraph.
Tell a woman, but you're crazy if you do. Saw the cutest blonde one day dancing in a cabaret, and she swung her hips around from A to Z.
A, B, C, D, all night.
It didn't mean a thing if you haven't got that swing, so she turned around and took a swing at me.
Oh.
Don't telephone,
don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and she'll put you in your place.
Don't telephone, don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and she'll slap you in the face.
The sailor's request for shore leave money from Dad, gone. Off at the same time as the telegrams about 6-pound twins and 20-ton cranes. Delivered in Bassett, Maryland, by one of Western Union's newest developments, Telecar. A modern message center on wheels, which receives telegrams by radio in facsimile while cruising in outlying areas. Virtually a telegraph center at the doorstep. And in less time than would be imagined, the sailor will have the money he wants through the speed magic of a telegraphic money order.
Something like yesterday.
Send a telegram, send a telegram. Whoa, send a telegram, man.
Send a telegram, send a telegram, send a telegram.
Yes, we call it Speedway for Words. A speedway extending far and wide within our shores and even beyond, to and from any part of the globe. Service to as many as possible, today's Western Union reaches the American people in different ways. Those in small communities may know Western Union service through its agencies and railway stations, like this, where a young lady sends a meet me telegram. The busy housewife, to send a greeting or congratulation message, may call for telegraph service and simply say, charge it to my phone, please. The hurried man who wants to talk away his telegram and get going sends a reservation telegram from a convenient direct coin box cabinet. The late traveler who finds his day too short for all his business telegraphs for a morning appointment, calling on Western Union at his hotel to work for him while he rests. And here the occasional user of telegrams who lives in communities away from the center of things knows the dependable local drugstore as Western Union's representation.
Teddy Dan, yeah, Teddy Gum. Tous les Teddy Gum que t'en verrais jamais. Tu auras ce Teddy Gum comme les autres Teddy Gum. Par Overseas Telegram et le poste fils anglais. J'aimerais que ce Telegram soit le plus beau Telegram de tous les Telegram. Tu recevras jamais. Et couvrant mon télégramme et lisant ce télégramme, à la fin du télégramme tu te mets à pleurer.
Western Union speeds the story to its national press centers, serving the world's top newspapers with lightning-fast reports geared to press deadlines.
Western Union man, please stop by my house today. Western Union man, please stop by my house today. I'm expecting a call from Miss Lady. I've got to hear from her right away. Now the reason I ain't been getting no calls, people, I'm gonna tell y'all what it's all about. Now the reason I ain't been getting no call, people, I'm gonna tell y'all what it's all about. They tell me the Western Union man been getting drunk. He been leaving my call at somebody else's house. Western Union man, please don't you lose your head. Western Union man, please don't you lose your head. You know I'm expecting a call from Miss Lazy. You know some of my people might be dead. I've been sitting here waiting on the Western Union man. You know he used to come along about 11 o'clock. I've been sitting here waiting on the Western Union man. You know he used to come along about 11 o'clock. I reckon he must have had trouble with his machine. Otherwise, the roads, they must be blocked. I believe I move up here in Chicago. I'm gonna get dead off this Western Union man's route. I believe I move up here in Chicago. I'm gonna get dead off this Western Union man's route. Now what they used to mean warning about a Western Union man, but I'll have a passenger plan flying right over my house.
Wherever disaster strikes, Western Union is on the job to restore contact, bring word to and from the stricken, and marshal relief for the hungry and homeless. In scores of crises in the nation's history, the copper wires of Western Union have been worth their weight in gold.
In Dallas, on a cold December day, a telegram was traveling on its way, like a sad old song from somewhere in the distance of a dream, flashing across the darkness on the telegraph machine. It said, from Billy at the bottom, baby at the top, Western Union wire, please help me stop. Western Union wire, don't leave me stop. Well, the taxi cab, it took her to the airport in the dark. She knew in just an hour she'd be gone. She was standing near the platform, about to board the big Pan Am, when someone came and put the lonely message in her hand. It said, from Billy at the bottom to baby at the top, Western Union Choir, please help me stop. Western Union wire, don't leave me stop. Then high above Chicago, just a reaching for the skies, she found herself with teardrops in her eyes, and a little boy beside her asked her, Mama, where's Pa? And she just broke down, right, 'cause she knew she couldn't stop. It said, from Billy at the bottom to baby at the top, Western Union wire, don't leave me stop. How you said you'd always love me, how could you stop? On the runway, I love you. Stop.
Western Union in Washington is a funnel into which Americans pour their messages of support or protest to their leaders. The opinions of grassroots voters who rightly believe that the elected man is a public servant. When great issues are at stake, the people speak their minds in a flood of telegrams that may total tens of thousands in one 24-hour period.
4 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock this morning, found the Western Union boy at my door. 4 o'clock this morning, found the Western Union boy at my door. with a message from my daddy, saying he can't use me no more. Walk the floor, I walk the floor, till I nearly lose my mind. I walk the floor, till I nearly lose my mind. Because a good man nowadays is doggone hard to find. Gonna miss your mama, just you wait and see. Tell you girls, don't never be no one man fool. I'll tell you girls, never be no man fool, because he'll beat you and drive you like a farmer drives his old gray mule.
One section of its system operates by microwave beam transmission. From towers like this in Washington, more than 2,000 telegrams can be sent and received simultaneously on a single radio beam.
Thank you.
the Army and Air Force use private telegraph systems to coordinate their vast organizations operated by specially trained service personnel. Facsimile transmission and reception of both words and pictures. In a matter of seconds, 3,500 words are sent and received. Here is a look into the future of communications. A long way from the early key that clacked out dot and dash messages. Here is modern telegraphy at work, sending and receiving in facsimile, placing all of a vast system at the user's elbow.
Crash, dump, 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 crash, dump Boston, turning round across the street. No, it's in Great Swiss of Danger, cutting death, so will I do.
Dash, 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 dash